Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting second. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank Brugge. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Heinie Shear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Morton. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Guy Morton. And now, play ball. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first, with Rommel covering, for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway bunts in front of the plate. O'Neill juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Neill. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Brugge reaches second base with a double. Galloway moves to third. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch takes first base on ball four. Heinie Shear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shear strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive towards first. Hauser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 1 in the game. McGowan hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground for an out. Two outs. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morton moves to second. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Wamsgans reaches second base with a double. Morton scores. Jameson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brugge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Welch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heinie Shear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shear is 0 for 1 in the game. Shear hits a fly ball for an out. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rommel hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 2 in the game. McGowan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker strikes out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. There goes Dykes trying to get to third. Wood throws the ball into Wamsgans, who relays the ball to Gardner, who tags Dykes for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 2 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bruggy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Wood reaches second base with a double. Speaker goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Welch throws the ball into Shear, who tags Sewell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wood scores. It's 4-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Bruggy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruggy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bruggy strikes out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Heine Scheer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheer is 0-for-2 in the game. Scheer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rommel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scheer moves to third. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-3 in the game. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-2 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-3 in the game. Galloway hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Galloway reaches second base with a double. Hauser moves to third. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brugge hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scheer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scheer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Welch hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller pinch hits for Heinie Shear. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins pinch hits for Eddie Rommel. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.